Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your market update for April 16th, 2024. I told you guys mortgage rates were going to go up. I thought they'd hit 7.5% today. We're just shy of that, but we will hit it today. So these are where mortgage rates ended yesterday. Let's get to today's topics. The news today is basically nothing. You can see right through here. Tuesday, Federal Chair, he's going to speak later this afternoon. But what I want to show you guys is this is the economic calendar that I usually show you guys. If you look at mine, it takes a little bit more of an in-depth approach, especially when it comes to real estate. So this is what one of my screens look like on a daily basis, because I focus in on right here, and you're seeing the mortgage-backed securities are getting pounded, and we're going to go over that in a minute. But what I wanted to go over today is some of the housing news, and it's not looking good out there for the inventory section. We go through, the first thing we have out today is housing starts. Previous reading was 1.5 million. It's down to 1.3 million. Housing starts month over month went from up 10% to negative 14%. Building permits went from 1.5 million to 1.4 million. Building permit changes went from up 2 to minus 4. So it's not looking good when it comes to future inventory and housing. So then you have to look at, okay, are people going to sell their house? Are foreclosures going to come to market and things like that? That's what we're going to focus in on throughout the next couple weeks. But what I want to talk to you guys about today is you have to really pay attention to where you're getting your data. Okay, let me explain to you on this. If you go to Yahoo Finance this morning, Bank of America came out with their profits last night. Well, let's look and see how they did. Well, if you look through here, Bank of America profits drop as key lending revenues weaken. So you're thinking, okay, Bank of America, that's not good for Bank of America. Well, then you go over to CNBC and what's their headlines? Bank of America tops estimates on better than expected interest income. What is it? Okay, so that's what we're going to kind of focus in on right now. You see the Dow Jones is jumping right now, snapping a six-day losing streak. We're having oil come off a little bit. But what I want to talk to you guys too is about this, okay? Why $100,000 no longer can buy you a house? Now this, we have people calling in every day. Yesterday I took 12 applications, and most of the people are saying, I just don't know if I can afford a house. A lot of people are in much better positions than they think. A lot of people are in a lot worse positions than they think. But what I want to go over with you guys is this, okay? This is what happens a lot of times, and you hear a lot of people saying, there's no way in the world anybody can afford a house. And then they also point out these things, okay, right through here. The true cost of American dream in every state. And it goes down through and tells you how doom and gloom it is. And then what states does it give you as basically comparisons of these things? Hawaii, you need $260,000 to buy a house in Hawaii. Why? Well, because the median house is about $1 million, okay? I wouldn't even be able to afford that house in Hawaii. Let's go to California. What's the median house there? $780,000. You need a $250,000 budget to buy there. And in third position, you have Massachusetts. $600,000 home. Most people can't afford this stuff. I get it. So let's go over to look, is there places in the whole country that you can buy a house? Actually, there was a chart over through here. Let me see if I can find it for you. And it was basically giving you a breakdown of the country. And you're going to see where a lot of people are complaining that they just can't afford a house. And they're actually living in California and some of those red areas. So this is throughout the country where, you know, housing can be affordable, or how much money you need to make to buy in these areas. We're starting to get a lot of applications throughout these areas right through here. So Allentown, Pennsylvania, it intrigued me because I took like 3 or 4 applications in the last week from Allentown, Pennsylvania. So let's go over there and see, is housing affordable in Allentown, Pennsylvania? Now you guys might say, Dan, nobody lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Well, yes, they do. Okay, they live all throughout the country. They don't live just in the pockets of like Arizona where things are expensive, California where things are expensive. A lot of people live in the middle section of the country. So look at this. You can buy a house right through here, or a townhouse, $235,000. You can buy a house right through here, $289,000. You can buy a house over here, these two homes, $289,000, $359,000. So let's just take this. You got a $289,000 over here, $289,000. $289,000 is right on the button. Okay, so let's go over to how much would it cost you? How much would the payment be on a $289,000 house, because yes, they are out there. Okay, so let's get over to our mortgage calculator. We're going to go to the rateupdate.com, plug in the numbers. We're going to hit mortgage calculator at the top, and this is what comes up. Now, I'm not saying this is cheap, but if to buy a $289,000 home in today's market with 3% down, first-time homebuyers, that's normally all you need at a 7% rate that we're having today, $2,500. Okay. Yes, your purchase power has dropped considerably from when it was 5%. But you had people at that time still telling you, okay, it's doom and gloom in the housing market, so don't buy. You'd be an idiot to buy. Well, unfortunately, you have the inventory of housing going down considerably right through here. And you're having rates, we're sitting at stagnant right now. So I'm not here to tell you have to buy a house, you have to rent, you can't afford. I just want you to understand, please pay attention where you're getting the data. Because headlines today, it depends on where you go. Bank of America, it either missed revenues and the stock's going to plummet, or Bank of America topped estimates and their rates are going to go, or their stock price is going to go up. I hope you understand what I'm talking about, folks. So please be careful where you get your data. Follow us on a daily basis. We'd love to assist you if you're out there looking to buy your first house or maybe refinance or your first investment property. Let's go over to there's really not that much news out today other than these building permit things that are really starting to shake the market. Here's where it is. Again, housing starts way down. You go all the way down here. Industrial production, it's up a little bit. So my analogy on the basically employment and the jobs numbers is we have a lot of people coming in through immigration. Okay. Those people aren't coming in just to kind of freeload off of the country. They're coming here for a better life. So they're going to get jobs. Okay. Those jobs are going to uptick in our jobs market. Those are going to add to the employment numbers. Okay. Those people are also going to need a place to live at some point. They're either going to have to rent or buy. So this is more people you have coming to our economy, they're going to need to live somewhere. So that's my whole point here. Please be careful on where you get your data. So without further ado, let's see what the bond market is doing basically because of no data. And we are getting pounded today, guys. So the MBSs are down 32. What does all this mean? So what we follow here on my channel is the bond market, the mortgage bond market, to explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. What you focus in on is right here, the MBS. So if you want to figure out where mortgage rates are going, you need to follow the MBS market. It's called mortgage-backed securities. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street. The number up there is the price of the bond. All you need to know is this. If the price of the bond is going down, rates are going up. There's a yin-yang effect, a flip-flop effect. Price going down, yields going up. Let's see what happened over the last 2 days. We've gotten killed. We started way up here, and prices are going way down here, jacking up rates. Where are they right now? 7.44. What am I expecting them to do later in today? Well, the 33 basis points down is going to probably tick up 0.1 in the yields on mortgage rates. So you're going to probably see this at about 7.54% today. Where's the relief coming, folks? I don't know. The jobs reports are coming in. The income data is coming in. We're going to meticulously watch this on a daily basis to keep you guys informed of what's going on the market, basically day by day. If you want to figure out who I am and what I do, I'm a mortgage loan officer. Okay. I'm actually a mortgage broker. We're one of the largest mortgage brokerages in the country. We'd love to help you. I actually work at a federal bank that licensed me all over the country as well as Puerto Rico. I'm here to help you guys for that. And we're set up currently with over 70 different lenders. How does that affect you? Why is that good for you? Well, that means by calling me, you're going to have one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop you with over 70 different lenders. You imagine trying to do that on your own? You'd have to call 70 different places. You no longer have to do that. You no longer have to call and call and call and call. We should be your one-stop shop. We can also help you vet out realtors in your area to make sure you're set up with the correct realtor, especially with today's changes in how realtors get paid. So you need to be very careful with that as well. So that's my report for today, guys. Mortgage rates are going up, but the bad news more on top of that is building permits are really starting to come back down. You're seeing right through there. That's going to bring down inventory as well, and that's going to keep the prices elevated that we're seeing at today's levels. So that's a report for today. If you'd like to reach out to me and my team, please visit therateupdate.com. Different ways to apply. One, you can hit the apply now button right up through there and you're going to be sent off to our application stage. But if you've actually put in your application and you're waiting for a phone call or your consultation maybe is a week out, don't wait that long, folks. We're back at full force. We'd love to help you. So just give us a call if your application is pending. Ask for me, Alan, or David. We'd love to assist you with this. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.